For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
We bless you. We thank you. Father, we want to thank you for today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. It is you that speaketh to the church. Speak. And let every soul gathered here be arrested under your authority. Let the one who came here sick live here healed by your power. Let the one who came here sorrowful live here rejoicing in you. Let the one who came here as poor return with the way into blessings. Let the one who came here as a sinner live here with the garment of a saint upon her. Let the ordinary, O Lord, among us be lifted from the dunghill into the glory of the Lord, where we will sit with kings and princes. It is in your power to make one great. Therefore, bless your people as they gather to hear your word. Holy Spirit, work in our hearts. As we gather, may your spirit work within us and change our storylines for your glory. In Jesus' name. And now the saint can say, amen. Clap your hand. Welcome somebody to church and say, you are welcome to church. God bless you for coming to church. Hallelujah. Are you here or you've gone home? Amen. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 11. Zechariah 8, verse 11 to 13. The Bible said, but now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days. God is speaking to somebody here that the days that are past is different from the days that are now. God is going to do something wonderful for us. I will not be unto the residue. Residue are the people who are left behind. As I did for the former, saith the Lord of hosts. What is he going to do for the residue? We who are here, who are still serving God. The next verse. For the seed shall be prosperous, and the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give her dew. Wow. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Wow. Your generation is different from your mother's generation. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Our generation is different. Far different from our fathers and our mothers. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we have come to know God different from the way our fathers knew God. Some of us, we come from families where our fathers, mothers, grandfathers never served God. They served other idols. And so they didn't see the kind of blessings that God had prepared for those who serve. That is why I'm here as a prophet of God to let you know that your generation is different from the past. For God, I will not deal or be with them as it was in my fathers, the days past. But this generation are a different generation. I say you are of a different generation. Say, I am of a different generation. Say, the things my father saw or my mother saw, I will not see the same. The poverty and the struggles my mothers went through, I will not go through that poverty. Because I have found a right way to receive blessings. Now watch it. He said that these things are going to come. The sea shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her increase. And the heaven shall give their due. It's like heaven is concerned about our generation. Say amen. Amen. Are you here? Go home. Now the next one, 13, is what it, I'm going to understand. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen. You were. The family you were born to, you were. The people you came with, you were. Where you used to live, you were. But thank God that the past has always passed. Something new is about to happen. As you were a curse among the heathen, that is before you came to know God, you were a curse. Before you joined the church, you were in a curse. But you didn't know. Because you were among the heathen. You were among people who didn't know God. You were among people who didn't know the right God to serve. They serve other gods. But you have found a right God. As you were a curse when you were a heathen. That's what people don't know, that when you don't know this God, you are a curse. As long as you remain under the among heathen, among unbelievers, you are a curse. As you were a curse when you were among the heathen, so will I save you. I will save you. And what happened when you are saved? When you are saved, what happened to you? When you are saved, what does it mean? Break to you. And I will save you, and you shall. Remember, you were past. But because I've saved you, you shall. You shall. I declare, everybody shall. Every one of you shall. The years ahead of you is full of blessings waiting for you. When you were not saved, you were a curse. But now that I have saved you, you shall be a blessing. I say you shall be a blessing. I say you shall be a blessing. I say you shall be a blessing. Your future is full of blessings. Your future is full of blessings. Your children shall be full of blessings. Your new house is about to be built. Your new car is about to be built. Your new place is about to be established. Your riches are about to come out. Because you shall be a blessing. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. How many that can see that you have a brighter future? Oh, yes. God said, I will not do unto the remnant who have come to find me as I did to the people who didn't know me. Send me a maybe a chair, mono. When an animal so mint, yeah, used to sing a song, yeah, na, no. Our great grandfather, they used to serve idols. But in our generation,
But as for us, Nayendi. As for us, Nayendi. Oh, Nayendi. Yebesumo. Yehuwah. Clap your hands that as you have come to serve God, you know, when I look at Isaac and I look at Tina, that's a scripture that came to my mind. You were. How many know that they used to be? They were. How many know they were? You ask yourself, what has made them look so handsome and so beautiful? You ask yourself, what is the reason why they are looking so beautiful? What is the reason? Salvation. 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 If you are not giving your life to Christ, if you are not giving your life to Christ, if when somebody preach you that give your life to Christ, come to church, if you have not responded to that voice, you wouldn't be sitting over there. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. Because you wear a curse. You wear a curse. I want to tell everybody who has come to see this wedding that God has a brighter glory waiting for you. Don't stay among the hidden. Because as long as you are there, you are a curse. You will never see the beauty of this. You will never see the joy of knowing God. How will somebody invite you to come to church? He's not disturbing you. He's bringing you out of curse into the glorious blessing of God. As you were a curse, because you were among the heathen, you were among wrong people, wrong society, wrong place you were living. You are not meant to stay there, but because of sin, you have locked yourself there. Some people cannot come out of their village because they have 5 girlfriends in their place. The one who give me food to eat, the one who give him sex, the one who give him farmer. It's like in a village, and everybody appreciates you for having 5 girlfriends in your village. So you can't come out. You go to in your village when you, because you are you in your sins, you see that in friends, because and because of that, you were locked up there. As think you thought that you were happy, what you know that you were a curse because you were among the heathen. Yeah, Jeje also. Yeah, Nana Boache, yeah, Jeje this. Why are born here? Yeah, Jeje this. A man who born in war, a year. Now we see a year, see, and I will choose Kago, yeah, choose Kago. You didn't know that you were in a curse. Because you were among the heathen. You were among the heathen. I pray that your eyes will be open. When somebody says, let's go to church. Yankwa sorry. Yanko sumu nyankopo. Wa ye wa inshirakisi. Wa ye wu shakisiepa. Be saved. Come and give your life to Christ. Come to church. As you wear a curse among the heathen, so shall I save you. And then you are translated from curse into blessings. That is why anybody who believes in this preaching I'm preaching, your future is glorious. Don't let that's what he ended and said that for fear not, but let your hands be strong. Keep serving God. Every young lady who is here, I speak as a prophet, you will see this beauty around your life. Any lady who is here, you will see more glorious beauty. You will be the next person sitting down here. I say, you will be the next person sitting down here. Because your God, your Father, has planned that as He has saved you, He will make you a blessing. You shall become a blessing. You shall. Think about it, Isaac. Think about it too. That if you were not saved, if you are not giving your life to Christ, where would you be by this time? You yourself, think about that. Hallelujah. Amen. So labor to be a blessing by serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Nine things you have to do to bring blessings to your life. Nine things. You have to do. Make an effort to do. Yeah. We are here. We are learning. Don't labor to be rich. And pray with more Janice and me pisca. And pray with more Janice and me bankrass and me pisca. Oh, yes, can you be me? Let me catch you. Tis can I buy winner? And pray with more Janice and pisca. Pray with more Janice and open shra. Labor to be blessed, not labor to be rich. Labor. Do what will bring blessings to your life. And not, I am here. Because if we are looking for money, we shouldn't be here. We have to understand we are all working. And there are many people who are still working as we are here preaching the word of God. They don't know that they are already in case. They don't know that as long as they remain among the heathen, they are a case. They will get the money, but the money will go back. They will get it, it will run away. But that shall not be your story. The Lord will bless you. The Lord shall make you a blessing. Hallelujah. Nine things. Write them quickly and then we are done. Then we do the wedding. You must labor to be blessed. You know, let me say it again, that we are not saying come to church alone. We are saying that work. There are some things you need to do. There's a difference between hearing the word and doing the word. And so that mati asemono and maye asemono. Maye nye asemono yefo. Ne maye nye asemono yetiefo nkwa. Many of us, we like hearing. But after hearing, we throw everything you learned away. That is why we can't see the manifestations of the blessings. Hallelujah. And so God told Abraham, Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. He said, because you have done this thing. You have done. Not that because you heard me say, but because you have done. I said, bring me your son and sacrifice. And you made the effort as an old man. Can you imagine an old man of about 90 years climbing, was even more than 90 years, over 100 years, climbing a hill, carrying loads of fire, and going to the mountains. If you have been to Israel before, Israel is like a breed. Mountains and mountains like that. That's how the place is. You'll be there very soon. I've been there by the grace of God twice, so I know the geography of the area. Hills and mountains, hills and mountains, hills and mountains, hills and mountains, like that, hills and valleys. And you see this old man, Abraham. God say, bring me your son and sacrifice to me. And then this old man carrying things and is climbing the hill. Old man, now koi. Nanko pon say, me meba for you, man. Now you're so correct. Me, you're correct. I'm very correct. God has spoken to me. And he carried. And God was watching him from his house, preparing everything and coming and climbing the hill. You cut yourself through a brief before I won't through that. You won't climb. Because God says, as you climb the hill and come and make a sacrifice to him at a friend, he said, Lord, climb the hill and come and make sacrifice. I don't perceive sacrifice. I can do the sacrifice here. That's what we tell God. God is everywhere, so I'm going to do it. God said that, and the Lord said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. For what? For because what? Because thou hast done. Done. Not because you heard it and you slept. You have done this thing. This thing. And that has not withheld thy son, thy only son. The next verse. Can you see? I always explain to you that when you read the Bible, when you see, go back, when you see dot, dot, it means that more are coming. And more important thing is coming. So he said that you have not withheld thy only son, dot, dot. What is going to happen? Watch it. The next verse. That in what? Blessing I will bless you. So blessings follow doing. If you don't do what God said do, the blessing will not follow. But you see, the mystery is that immediately you do, it means that you have not allowed God to fulfill his part of the covenant. And that is the point where we get and we say we can't go back, we can't do it. Because it's too much. It's too much for me to do this. So, what are the 9 things? Number one, are you here? Go home. The first thing to labor is labor to be for a blessing by keeping the commandments of the Lord. Say the commandment of the Lord. Are you here? Go home. I can't sense that you are here. Am I talking to somebody over here? You are going to become a blessing. But listen carefully and do what I'm telling you. The commandment of God. When God moved the people of Israel, I said that all these are my commandments. If you do, I'll bless. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Well, that's from 1 to 14. Everything is that if you do this, I'll bless you. If you do this, I'll bless you. If you do this, I'll bless you. From 15, 16 to the end, he said that if you don't do it, I'll guess. You will suffer. So God give you what to do to get his blessings. When you choose not to do what God commands, you must be ready for your blessings. And that is why even Christians who don't do what they hear, God doesn't bless them. You can be a Christian for 50 years. You can pray every day. If you don't do what the word of God says, do, you won't be blessed. I say, you may be blessed. So learn to do what God commands. Hallelujah. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 2. 1 to 3. 112. Are you there? Psalm 112. 1 to 2. 1 and 3. 1 to 3. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandments. He delighteth greatly in his commandments. God gave 10 commandments. Thou shalt not steal. And you go and steal, you won't be blessed. Thou shalt not make false accusation. And you accuse somebody falsely, you will never be blessed. Because you are not obeying the command. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. And you don't respect your mother, you don't respect your father, you will never be blessed. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God only. And he said, no, I have another liquid under my throat. That's what I'm going to also serve it. You will never be blessed. Because God said, I am a jealous God. You can't serve me and serve other gods. You don't obey my commandment. You want my blessings. No, we don't work like it. And remember, the blessing doesn't come from anywhere. It comes from God. So if you don't do God's will, how do you expect the same person you expect blessing from to do bless you? Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandment. And that's verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. And the generation of the upright shall be what? I've told you that.
blessings, when you attract it, it goes beyond you to your children, to your children's children. Hallelujah. As you see these people sitting there, once they have done the wedding, you would expect that their children also do wedding. You see, but maybe their parents didn't have a wedding. But because they are bringing blessings, that blessing will stay with them and their children and their children's 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 children. Yeah. That's the mystery of blessings. That's why I said labor to be blessed. Because if it's money we give it to you, you spend the money and that's it. But once it's a blessing, it stays with you throughout your life. Your children are blessed. Your children's children are blessed. They come to inherit what you brought into the house. Hallelujah. His seed shall be, and the next verse is what? Verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Don't you want these blessings? I want these blessings. You have this blessing. Your righteousness. The work you have served God. A blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 2. You see, the very reason why you say you won't serve God, you won't obey God's commandment, because you are looking for money. What you don't know that when you obey the commandment of God, it comes with riches and wealth. It comes with it. Inside the obedience are riches. If you are working with somebody, the person says, do my work this way, do my work this way. Then you choose to do it different way. Do you expect the person to bless you? If your husband says, I want fufu in the morning, you say, no, I'll give you tea. Did I ask you for tea? Okay, you can give me the tea, but as I'm drinking the tea, remember, my blessings are in my pocket. I won't give it to you because you didn't do what I asked you to do. Yeah. And I can tell you, there are women who have not received blessings from their husbands because they do what they like to do, but not what the husband wants them to do. I'm preaching. Yeah. Because what your husband wants to eat is what you give to him. That is what makes him happy. To release a blessing to you. But when you say that, you come from village. Well, just stop this village food. I'm going to give you, a friend says, city food. When you marry me, you may chop, let me eat my old village food for some time to get acclimatized to Accra. But this is what I want. You need my blessings. It's not true. If you need God's blessings, how can you be disobedient to God's commandment? Eish. Sister, have to obey his commandment. Oh. When in the night he said, turn this way, you have to obey. Oh. Don't disobey. Hallelujah. Number 2. We are talking about what to bring you blessings. You do the commandment of God. Number 2. Labor for a blessing by paying your tithes. We are talking about blessings. And God wants to bless his people. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 says that, will a man rob God? Can you human being rob Almighty God? Hey! You a human being. Flesh and blood. You are trying to dribble God. A spirit being. The one who can see every movement of where you are going. David said, where can I hide that you cannot see me? And you are dealing with this God and you want to rob him. And you are robbing him. As you are coming from your home, he can watch you that you are coming. And then he watch you out and you come and steal what belongs to him and you take it away. And then you go home and say, God, bless me. A man robbing God.
That's why God asked the question, can it be possible that a man can rob God? You, a man, can you rob me? So even the thing you are taking, I can even finish you with the things that you are taking away. I am God, you are a human being, you want to rob me. And he said that the man said that, I have a rob you. God said that your tithes and your offering you don't bring to me, you are robbed me. And he said that because of that, unfortunately, I can't bless you. I can't bless you. No. He said, you say, why have you robbed? He said, God is tithe and offering. And therefore, verse 9, he said that, therefore, because you have been robbing me. Verse 9, please, quickly, who's running the thing? Quickly. Who is that? Verse 9. Is he sleeping or? Because you have not been, you have been robbing me. I'm sorry to tell you that you are under curse. Because my words, if you do this, I'll do this. If you do that, I'll bring you blood. But you have chosen not to do so. Because of that, you are a curse. You have become a curse. So you see, many Christians are still under curse of poverty because the things to do to come out of poverty. We do calculations as I'm talking. Many of you from January to date, you have never paid your tithe. So you see, as you are sitting there in the eyes of God, as in my eyes, that you are a handsome, beautiful, wonderful guy. But unfortunately, in the eyes of God, you are an armed robber. You are an armed robber. It's not me. Now, me now pay the funeral. Now, here also, we are crumb for. Now, we are crumb for. Me say, me strong. Me ma 1,000, say, me 100. What's on for me? Now, me for 10,000, ma. I'll be here, me ma 1,000. You are even the whole nation, the whole church. And it's true. I can say confidently, 95% of members who are sitting there here, you don't pay that. The thing to do to bring you blessing, you don't do. You don't do. Even as I'm preaching, some people are forcing themselves to sleep over me. Next point. Now this message, you don't want to hear. Because my duty is to make sure that you are blessed. I am shouldn't be laboring in vain. My labor of sweating and preaching and fasting and talk. Don't know how when I got up to prepare my message. Because I have to preach the message to you. And my duty is to ensure that you are blessed and become great. You understand? Then after all this struggle, I come and speak the word of God to you and you don't do it. Then what is my labor? What am I doing here? I'm wasting my time. I want you to be blessed. Every young lady, every young man, my heart desire and prayer is that everybody will come to the altar like this.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
We are coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I can tell you that we have labored to bring them this far. They didn't just come home. I said, you don't know how much my wife and I have invested in them before they came here. Because it's my desire that my children are blessed and happy. Hey! I'm forcing for them to be happy and be blessed. They have abandoned. By the time they saw me or when I met them, they were not like that. But since they met me, it has been a significant improvement in their life. That's my duty for every one of you. And I don't mind how much I need to invest to make you a blessed person. I'm willing to pay the price if only you want to be blessed. So when the little that you have to do, you don't do for God to bring the blessing, it pains my heart. The next verse, watch it. Verse 10. God said, you bring the tithe. When you bring the tithe, I will open the windows of heaven and pour over you a blessing. Don't you like blessing? And the emperor here preaching about tithe. I'm sorry, I'm going to say, a do coincidence. push you into blessings. And if you are looking for blessing, do what God said do. It's one of the commandments of God. Bring your tithes. And you say, I won't bring. How then do you receive blessings? So you be in a church. Say, I'm sorry, my pastor. That's why you can't. Blessings is, you don't just jump into blessings. Look at Abraham. Old man. See, Jacob was before Abraham, man. Kokra. Who said that Kokra was 100 years old in Shire? So, and I'm in Shire, who here in Tino? Because suffering was so frying, 1% in ma. And nananum. Ever suffer. In Tecumbe for some of your son and son were few years ago. Oh, yes, in the bay in Shirebeba. And watch. And the Bible said, God said, I will bless you and bless you and bless you and multiply you. By the time he died, he has left an inheritance of blessings. May you die full of blessings. You are not too old to give your life and to work for God. Oh. Because if you don't break the chain of poverty in your family that you came to meet, your children will come and suffer 3 times, 10 times what you suffered. Because the world is becoming more and more difficult. More and more difficult. Hey, if you don't believe God to build a house, the next 10, 20 years, and when your children want accommodation, they will get a plot, a house. Because now Accra has reached me, neighbor. Your generation Accra is in China, neighbor. So imagine your children. Where would they be? They will be somewhere at Apam. There are many people who say they are in Accra, but they are not living in Accra. They are far away from Accra. You see why? Because if those days, if your fathers and your mothers received plot of land here at Ichingono, if they bought it, if they worked and received blessing, and when they got the money, if they had thought to build, bring blessing to the family, and no one no money, my parents was here somewhere. Because they didn't know this knowledge, so they misuse their money, they misuse their time, they misuse their energy, and that is why you have come to suffer. Your fathers didn't break the ground for you. But it's time for you to take that as a labor to be blessed for your sake of your children. Many of you don't think about your generation. You don't think about your generation. That is why a young man gets money. He's looking for girls to spend the money. Forgotten that, Charlie, there is no house in Accra that you own. You don't have nobody has left you an inheritance of a building. When can you also build so that there will be a house so that any family member who come from your village can say that, oh, they are quite a brave. But just when you get money, you are who mommy to your grass so far. Now we think grass and I win chicken can now this guy. Are you here? Go home. Oh, you are not here. I should end my message. Jack, pay the tithe. That now, how much is your tithe? You ask yourself, when you spend the tithe, does it satisfy all your need in for the month? Strangely, that when you waste you don't pay your tithe, that month, who do say, because God said that, you know, I will pour the blessing upon you. And then I said, now that's verse. Let me say that, I will rebuke devourer for your sake. You see, when you pay tithe, God will make sure that you don't spend money unnecessarily. But when you fail to pay tithe, he allowed the devourers. Who's spending in a hospital? But maybe if you have paid your tithe. And let me tell you, I want everyone to understand that your tithe is your insurance of life. Your insurance for life. Your insurance for life. Even to have accident, you can have accident and die. You haven't thought about that yet. But when you pay your tithe, Bible says you command angels to take charge over you. So that your foot will not stumble and you to fall. 1,000 may fall on left hand, 10,000 right, but you shall not come, because God has given a divine security and insurance to cover over everybody who pay tithe. Oh, yes. We are talking about blessings. And if you don't waste money, it's a blessing. Because when you keep spending money, the little you have gotten, you are using it to pay hospital bill. You can't get that money to build a house. You can't get that money to create any investment for yourself and your children. Because every money that comes is spent away. That's why pay your tithe and get divine security. So that you know that at least for the end of this month, dear, I will not spend money for anything that is unnecessary. Number 3. Is it number 3? Labor. Would you pay your tithe? Do you want the blessings of God? Yes. Hey. Today is 29th. But so many so. I hope you have brought your tithe. Only one person. See, as I'm talking, there are many people only. I'm showing you the way of God to be your blessings. Because like my tina crassiacho, my brands and I'm piazzi. Into me passe. Sa bram be prayer. And then Sophia and the name of Femuno. A bet to us. Did you ever make a BID? And since I started doing it, I've seen the blessings of the Lord over my life. By the grace of God, from January to now, I've never been to the hospital. It's a blessing. It's a great blessing. My classmates have been buried on the ground. I asked myself, how did they die? There were certain sickness that entered their body. But why is the sickness not enter into mine? There is a divine security over my life. The Bible said that, and the Lord told Satan, he said, the Lord has set a hedge around him. Won't you want this blessing in your life? How much can you do to protect your life? What can you do to protect your personal life? Why won't you want this blessing in your little time, I mean, find your insurance over your life. Me renew insurance. Then you renew national insurance. Renew your insurance every month so that I also send angels to protect you. Say, I won't do it. Don't let God get angry and release the demons. When the Lord allows Satan small chance in Job's life. May you be blessed.
Amen.
May you do things that will bring you blessings.
Amen.
How many will swear in your heart that from today, that if this is a way to divine protection, then I'm going to pay my tithe from today. Number 3, labor for the blessings of God by serving the Lord. Say, serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
And you shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Are you there? Go home. The Bible says in Job chapter 36, verse 11. Job 36, verse 11. Job 36, 11. If they obey and serve the Lord, they shall spend their days in prosperity and in their years in pleasures. If they obey, and some of me can say, obey a city, and you shall serve God. You shall serve God. If you shall be obedient and you shall serve, as Tina has served God. He came to Accra, Ajingano. He didn't have anywhere to stay properly, but as he said, I will serve God. She didn't know that this is the glory of God waiting for him. It is a serving. If you shall serve the Lord, you shall spend your days enjoying yourself. Oh, yes. I see you enjoying yourself. You spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Some people, their years are in pains, in sicknesses. Some people have been paralyzed for the last 20 years. Yes. But as you serve God, he give you divine covering. Exodus chapter 23. He said that, and thou shalt, verse 25,
thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take away sicknesses. Can you see also here? See, now even if you have a car, if you have a car that serves you every day, and the car develops fault, won't you service the car? Sometimes when your car spoils, like your child is sick. Oh, yes. When your car spoils, it's like your child is sick. You don't have peace of mind. Your car. You are not comfortable. Even your dog. When your dog is sick, it's like there's something wrong in your house. Oh, yes. Anytime my dog is sick, it's like I have to move up and down to make sure that the veterinary comes and heal the dog for me. Because he plays a contributing role in my life. As I'm not there, he has been released. And he's watching over the house. So if you dare to come, he's playing a role in my life. So I am thoughtful of it. So we are saying that the same way, if you serve the Lord, if you serve the Lord, if you do something for God, God say, I will bless you. Hallelujah. And listen, when we say serve the Lord, we didn't say come to church. We say use your time and your energy and wealth and your talent and everything about you to do the work of God. That is what it means serving. Serving means that dispense your energy, your time, your strength, your every ability for the work of God. Because you can only serve somebody by dispensing your time and your energy, your resources at the disposal of the person who has employed you. Amen. So if you are here, you are not in a choir, you are not in prayer, you are not in ushering, you are not in dancing star, you only come and sit down, hear the message. Whether you understood or didn't understand, you go back and you go and do it your life. You don't serve God. You don't serve God. Because you don't contribute anything to the house of God. To serve means to contribute. Contribute. Do something. And that is why church members who don't do anything in church, even when you are sick, we don't know you are sick. When sometimes you don't know that something has happened to you. Because we don't see you, we don't miss you, we don't know anything about you. Do you understand? I mean, there's nothing that is recognized about you that, oh, today you didn't come. So something is missing in the church. There's nothing like that. There's not. Ask yourself, if you didn't come to church today, would we know that you didn't come to church today? Because you don't contribute anything that is significantly associated with you. So I want you to understand that when God says, serve and I will bless, he said, I'm looking for people who are willing to work for me. And everybody can work for God. Rich K, we don't see your work. We don't see your work. Cry. What is your work? Tell me. Do you bus people to church on Sundays? Do you bus people? In your area, do you gather people and speak to them about the preaching and preaching? And when you finish, you bring them to church, or you are creating a church for yourself with the message I preach to you. So you are serving yourself. You are not serving us. That is why we can't see blessings in our life. Because serving means that working for the person who have employed you. Hallelujah. So I want everybody to be a servant of the house of God. You can be a servant in prayer. Intercession for the church. You wake up in the morning, you are not praying for yourself, you are praying for God, for the church. For the church to grow, for the church to do well, for more souls to join. That's as you are working for God. Quietly, nobody even knows that you are working for God. God sees. And God will bless you for that. Passing people to church every Sunday. Joining the choir. And so, not just, even if you say, come, choir rehearsal, I cry with him. Choir rehearsal, I cry with him. Because meanwhile, you want blessings of God. Look at choiristers who are not serious. I laugh at them.
They think they are doing anybody wicked. They don't know that they are doing themselves wicked. Yes. Because God said, if you serve the Lord thy God, this is the one you serve your pastor. I am here serving God. That's why I'm sweating. Can't you see I'm sweating? Oh, you can't see that I'm laboring. I'm laboring for God because I know today, Sunday, God has gathered his sheep. And he said, I'll give you pastors after my who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So I'm here to feed you with knowledge and understanding. And through this work, I'm working for God. I'm fulfilling Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. As I'm standing here sweating, I am a pastor anointed to feed the sheep of God with knowledge and understanding. Jesus said, labor thou me, Peter, feed my sheep. So you are the sheep of God, and whatever I'm doing, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and come here and come and feed the sheep. I feed on Sunday, I feed on Wednesday, I feed on any day because I am a know my work. I'm working for God. I serve the Lord. What do you do with your life? What do you do with your time? What do you do with your energy? You watch film to the whole day. You spend time watching films. Does it serve God? Does it add any value to God? How then do you expect God to bless you? Maybe if you have spent that time 2 hours to be praying for the church, you would have attracted the blessings of God in your life. Hallelujah. Date rush. So what you spend your time to watch. How would you expect God to bless you? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. So that God can bless you. Ask the person, I don't want blessings. Me, I want blessings, though. Hey, I want blessings. And Judith, I don't see your work, though. I can't see your work. Him Square, you say you are Him Square, but we can't see you. You are too busy serving Minister of Health. You can go to any extent for Minister of Health, but you are not going to any extent to do a work of God. You have a car. I haven't seen you busing people to church. Apart from you and your children sitting in your car. What is the car meant for? It's to help you to bring people. You go to people's hot places, at a friend said, cut the crutches, cross over rivers. For Minister of Health. You can't cross over from where you live to Ajirengano, your kiosk is there to come and minister to people there. You are dispensing your energy for this thing. You are not serving God. But may God make you a servant. May God be a servant. Tell your neighbor, be a servant for God. So that God can reward his servants. God rewards his servants. Not, he doesn't reward people who just come to him. The servants that shall serve and he shall bless. When you work, that's where you are paid. If you don't work for an entity, they don't pay you. You can be visiting them, You visit them. You see, your friend is working at Echo Bank. Every day, wake up and oh, Echo Bank. And I was passing my pass, but how are you? But soon as I am because you don't work there. You are visiting. That's why when the blessing is coming, you will not have yours. But I pray that you will have yours. I say, look at you. You are sitting behind the keyboard, brother, with your nice hair. And your, yes, are you? Can you imagine you are somebody said, I'm coming to church because of our brother. This is the way he play keyboard. But he said, you are sitting there. When you finish, you just go. And you expect God to reward you. No. You have to learn keyboard. Bass guitar. Drums. Hey. Am I wasting your time? Are you in a hurry? The last one. Okay. The last one will be close. Hey, Tina is in a hurry. Don't worry. They have a special place they are going to spend their night tonight. Special place.
What are you saying?
Yes. They have a special place. We have arranged special place for them. Yes. Very powerful. I told the people that put on the air conditioning at 2 a.m. Let the room chill. So that when they enter the place, there is nothing that to hug your husband like that. But you'll be feeling too cold.
Yeah. No talking,
They are my, they serve. They serve in the church. So we are rewarding them. We are blessing them. We are all helping to make the marriage successful.
After that, they watch television.
They watch television. They were watching football, international football. Everything is there. Hey. You see, you don't know that what it means to serve the Lord. I said, I don't know what it means to serve the Lord. I'm telling you. And let me tell you, where they are spending the two nights, it's booked free of charge for them. Free.
Full of enjoyment.
Eating and drinking and watching and eating themselves. Yes. It's only eating. Eat. After here, it's all about eating. Hey! It's not going to be easy. Sure. That is why I say, you shall serve and I shall bless your bread. And there's a daily bread. So now, after here, Brother Agana has a daily bread. He can eat it in the morning, eat it in the afternoon, eat it in the evening, at the toilet, at the kitchen, at anywhere. He shall eat it. God has blessed the blessed. Many of you are eating bread that has not been blessed. That is why there's no peace with you. Yes. Okay, last one. You shall labor to be a supporter of the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Anybody who supports the preaching of the gospel of Christ receives blessings. Support. Support the preaching. The preaching. Yankopon asem se, what nasem waba, yan kan chen krofo. The more you support the preaching, the more you receive blessings. Can you see that all the things I'm saying, you don't pay for anything? It is a little pay that you commit your time and your energy to do it. God is a go to university before you can do this. Come from this, come and pay this. No. It's simple. You just say, Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. If you support, I say, you receive blessings by what? Supporting the preaching of the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ's word. He said that, now ye Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I started preaching about the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. You see, what Paul is saying, that he had church in Macedonia, church in Philippi, church in Corinth, church in Ephesus, churches. He has so many places he has ministered the work of God. But see, strangely, none of the churches were supporting him financially. He said that no church communicated with me concerning giving. Not concerning appearance in church attendance. People come to church, all right, but they are not willing to support financially the gospel. Hallelujah. Concerning giving. Many church members like their pastors preaching. But when it's time for concerning money, it's like change the storyline. But see, God used that also to test your heart and bless you for that. Hallelujah. Concerning giving. No church communicated with me concerning giving. I've been a pastor for this church for the last 2 years. As for coming to church on Wednesday or Sunday, many come. But concerning giving. Rich K, concerning giving, since you knew I came here, You have never sent one person to my account. I'm preaching. Yes, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. You need to understand. Because Paul had to go to different places to preach the gospel. And you don't preach by just going. There is a resource that's needed to push. And people don't know that. As for the work we are doing, oh, so for you, my dear. See, as if this wedding is not in the... Even last year, see the cameraman standing here? They have budget in his account. Oh, okay. You are supporting. But by the time you are done, the one who cooked the food, the one who painted the face, the one who bought the shoe, that one who... See the hand says he's holding fun. She paid for that. Everything church members are willing to pay. But when it comes to God and his servants... The pastor who is blessing them is not part of the budget. Concerning giving, nobody communicates. Nobody communicates concerning giving. Hallelujah. Priscilla, concerning giving. As for church, you come to church, all right. You bring your friends, all right. My wife said that you brought me a gift on my birthday. Okay. So, God bless you. God bless you. Are you here? I'll go home. Oh, it's true. Many church members don't care for their pastor. Even their own pastor. Tell me I'm lying to you. Obinim, I'm talking about concerning giving. Do you communicate with me concerning giving? If a church member calls a pastor, it's because he's in the trouble. He wants the pastor to pray for him. Or looking for rent. So you need top up by the pastor to come and top it up for him. He had a dream. My father, my brother is sick. My mother is dying. Pastor, pray for me. That is the only thing that church members communicate with their pastor. Mrs. Hodo, am I speaking something? The way you are looking at my face. So the Bible said that when I left, it's amazing how nobody communicated with me. So I was surprised. And sometimes we get surprised. Pastors, we get surprised. Even the birthday of a pastor. You'll be shocked how many people will even send you. Remember you. Hey. Now watch. I'm reading the scripture to you. It's not about me. I'm just telling you that. Paul said that nobody comes concerning giving and receiving, but only you. Now what is going to happen to only you? For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity. You know, there are people who think that as for pastor, we don't have problems. We have plenty of problems. There is no church, even Bishop Oyedepo, who had 3 airplanes, he still have a lot of necessity. Because a church is run by the support of the people. My duty is to preach to bless you. And your duty is to help support the preaching. Why am I here sweating? I'm here because of the preaching of the gospel. We need land in this area to build a house of God. Where somebody Obi, somebody's hollow. It's somebody's house hall. And we're outside the corridor porch. Here was closed. The hall was there. We broke it, just expand it. And then here's a dining hall. And this is a kitchen. This is not a place for God. We must be in a mega church, a big church. We are trying to negotiate the landlord to break through. So that as I'm preaching, there are people at the other side. They should be part of the fellowship here. But there's a block between them. They are watching television there. Overflow people, are you there? Give me a wave. They are inside there. Can you shout for me, overflow people? Can you hear them? They are part of us, but unfortunately, Rich K, unfortunately, we don't have money to be. So see, we need, when you
church and bring money or bring even just pay your tithes alone. So that we can do this work and for the spread of the gospel. We are not being unreasonable to you. Are you here of God? That is why when God identifies people who have this heart, listen, watch the scripture. The next verse. Not because I desire a gift to you, but I desire that the fruit may abound to your own account. That means that what you sow to the gospel, God multiplies back to your accounts. And then the next verse. Okay. But I have aught and abound all things. The next verse. He said that, but my God will supply all your needs. This is a blessing. A great blessing that comes to people who support. The cause you are interested in helping me to do the gospel. My God that has made me. And I said in first service that the Holy Spirit told me that every man of God has a God. Bible said, and the God of Hezekiah, and the God of Abraham, and the God of Bishop Dag. Every man of God has a special relationship with his God. So when you stretch your hand and support him, his God, who made him a pastor over you, he prays for that pastor, that God, and that God begins to supply all your. That's why you see you begin to be blessed, because now it's like all your businesses are doing well. That is why I gave the first scripture in Zechariah chapter 8. He said that the ground shall bring forth fruit, the waters shall come down, there will be abundance. Of course, immediately you support a man of God and the mission of the work of God, God sees that not everybody does it. So he also makes sure that those who do, the few ones who can think about the need to support, God will begin to identify them and separate them and begin to pour. God said, my God shall supply all your needs. He was not preaching to all the church members. This was not a message sent to Corinthian church. It was not the Ephesus. It was the Philippian church who had the heart of supporting the work that Paul was doing. Today we are talking about it. May your giving and your support attract so much blessing that you yourself will say that since I started supporting the work of God, God has supplied all my needs. Because God is committed to those few who have the mind to think about his work. Many Christians don't think about the work of God. When you get money now, some of you, if you get money, you stop coming to church. But listen, we didn't come here. Just come here. We had to buy AC. You are sitting comfortable. I'm sweating. It took us money to get this place settled. Remember, we are in Ajingano. It's legal. You don't just get accommodation by heart. 1 month rent alone will tell you that you are at East Legon. We are not in Nima. This is Ajenga, not East Legon. So to see us hiring this house, furnishing everything, and air conditioning the room for us to enjoy, it has cost us something. And that is why when God touched your heart to support, don't say that, oh, my reverend has money. I see the way he drives his car. He's a very blessed man. So me, well, this one boy, now I'm going to this way. No, God is telling that connect to his work so that he will supply all your needs according to his riches. His riches. Not according to Ghana's economy. Let me tell you, the economy of the world is melting every day. The whole world, Europe, go to Germany. Price have shot up more than 50%. This is our brother. He's staying in the UK. He can tell you. He came from UK. America, price has shot up. The whole world is under serious. So if you don't do things to bring you blessings of God, I can tell you very soon, even the little serving you are serving God, you give up. You give up. Oh, I'm serious. That is why you have to start doing things that will bring you blessings. And I pray that with this little that you have heard, the Lord will help you to begin to activate blessings, to counteract the challenges of this world. As the world is becoming more and more difficult, it is those who are blessed who overcome and override the challenges. Those who are under curse, you see that their lives will start going down, down. Because there's nothing supporting them. But you, a child of God, God is committed to bless you. God is committed to lift you up. God is committed to help you to sustain your business and become more profitable. Whilst men are going down, you shall be saying, there is a lifting up. May the Lord bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet and pray. Father, bless your people for hearing your word. Holy Spirit, speak to touch their hearts. It's not a man that spoke to them. You did speak to them. Let their hearts be convicted. Let their hearts be ready to do and obey you. For your will is to bless your people. May nobody miss your blessing because of disobedience to your word. But everyone will be obedient and be willing to do so that they can spend their days in riches and their years in pleasure. Bless your people according to our word in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here. You want to give your life to Christ. Listen, the first step to your blessing is to know God by serving God. As you were a curse when you were among the heathen, I will save you and then you shall be a blessing. God wants to bless. God bless those he has saved. If he has not saved you, he cannot bless you. So today, God has spoken to me, through me, to you. As many as Bible says, receive him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. As every head is bowed, please, and every eye closed. If you are here, you want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. You want to give your life to Christ? You say, Pastor, I want to give my life to God. I want to come to know this God. I want God to be my God and my Lord so that I'll saved and I'll be blessed. Lift up your right hand. Men ferry you. And I'm going to say, ferry me anymore. I'm ferry me. But those who boldly come before God receive blessing. Lift up your right hand. High. Now, if you know your heart, say, go forward. Come forward. Come. I'm going to pray for you. Your hand is lifted up. So come forward. Let me pray for you. Come. Take a step of faith. Brother, come. 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 Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus to receive. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. Don't feel shy at all. Don't let anybody force you, sister. It is your will. God, we want to bless you. You know, you need blessing from God. Why are you resisting to God to come into your life? You don't understand what it means of salvation. Please. I feel that a lot of people have to give their life to Christ. Now go on board. Come and say, me ba me person me chill free. No me mu ba ishremo. Tie ni amene e kasa chwa osofo no. Tie ne bra na me won shira kese ma. O se shem abana oti wono. Shebe ma na oti wono. O won se me na me chill won free osumu na do ba ishremo na. Me person me just san shira bi ma wati. Come to Jesus. I'm waiting for you. God bless you. Okay. Say this after me, all of you, and then congregation. Say, Lord Jesus, I humble myself and acknowledge that I am a sinner, and in my heart I know nothing can save me except the blood of Jesus. And so today I come to you just as I am. Please have mercy on me and forgive me my sins. And let your blood wash them away. Let your spirit come into my heart. And lead me and guide me. And direct me all the days of my life. Lord, I look up to you for your blessings as I serve. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you. So be.